I need thee every hour, most gracious God. No tender voice like thine can teach our fall. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
You know, so many songs have been written about the gospel train to glory. As a matter of fact, Pops made a song that says, "Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard and ride this train." Well, since that time, Pops has stepped on that train. Not only that, a short time ago, another Captain Spiritual, Wallace Strickland, also stepped on that train. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm trying every day to make sure that I can ride that train.
Oh, come on and ride with me. Yeah. All aboard this gospel train. Come on and ride with me. The gospel train is bound for glory. When I get to heaven, step on the train and tell my story. Won't need no ticket, come along with me. All you need is salvation and your train. Just get yourself ready, and you'll be able to ride. The angels will be waiting at the gate, I know. Come along, my friends, come along. God's train, ride, ride. One more thing, y'all. It won't be no lies, no.
On that train,
won't be no hatred, nowhere. You had heartaches and pain, but come on, all aboard. Oh yeah.
come on and ride with me. And in my mind, I can hear all the saints of God say,
ride with me,
don't bring that medicine.
Come on and ride,
leave your heartache.
Ride with me,
don't bring no pain.
Come on and ride,
no trouble.
Ride with me, ride.
No tears.
Come on and ride,
no more heartache.
Ride with me,
no more pain. No. Come on and ride with me. You know what I like about this train? I don't need no round trip ticket. I don't even need a ticket at all. Because I won't be back no more. I won't be back no more. I'm gonna ride. If you're having trouble, things ain't going your way. Come on and ride with me, y'all. Step on the train. Come on and ride. We won't be back. We won't be back no more. Everybody, come on, come on, come on, y'all, and ride. Gospel way. You said you would hear me, and I believe you. Hear me when I pray. Oh, praise, don't know just how I feel, Lord. That's why I say, oh Lord, when I come to
I
die,
come
yeah,
to die.
I just want you to love me. Thinking that I'll fall down, but I know you is my keeper. Yeah, yeah. And I know you is my savior. And you is my friend. And I'm gonna follow you all to the end. Oh Lord. Just a little wheel turning in a big wheel. That's why I say,
oh!
stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, I love that old cross for the dearest and best for a of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged, cross till my trophy at last I lay down. So I'll cling to the old rugged cross. Yes, I will. Lord Jesus,
someday
for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, ooh, despised by the world as the one attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear
minutes after the hour. That old rugged cross, many of you have witnessed and seen what they did to Jesus on the cross, and he died on the cross there, nailed in his hands and his feet, pierced in his side for sinners like you and I, that we all may live and not die. Oh, what a powerful time it is to be in the land of the living and giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking God for another day like today. Let us pray. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, as we come today, God, realizing that we are not our own. It was you that made us, and we need you in our life. each and every day. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are joining us on this day shall take time to thank you and give you praise, give you all the glory because of your grace and your mercy. Lord, we humbly submit ourselves this day, God, asking you to forgive us for our sins of commission and omission. Give us a mind to be able to know the difference between right and wrong, and that when we are in doing wrong, God, that we can ask for forgiveness in repentance. Submitting ourselves before you, realizing that we need you every day and every hour. We are facing challenges each day, and through these challenges, we cannot make it on our own. We need you to provide for us, to give us the guidance, the understanding, because of your love that you shed forth to man and woman. Lord, we ask you to pour that same love upon us, that even in spite of those that scandalize our names, mistreat us, or talk about us, turn up their back on us, and even do things, God, that is not pleasing in your eyesight towards us, we are to forgive them. For you said, according to your word, they know not what they do. So, God, we ask you, God, to forgive those that have mistreated us. And as we press forward on today, God, for those that are sick, those that are going through hard times, difficult times, God, we ask, Lord, that you will give them strength right now. Whether it's a sickness that has attacked the body, or if they're in a financial situation, that they can come before you asking you, God, for a direction and help. For we know it's the blood. It's the blood that cleanses. It's the blood still works. It's the blood that you shed it on Calvary's cross. And because of that blood and knowing it has power, we ask you, God, to cover us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet in the name of Jesus under the blood, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that we'll be in good health even as our soul prosper. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for your anointing. God, we thank you for your power. God, we thank you for deliverance. God, we thank you for healing. God, we thank you for the vision. Lord, we ask right now, God, that even in the midst of all that we see and going forward in this day and time, that we can stay focused, we can stay on one accord, praying, touching, and agreeing in the name of Jesus, that whatever we pray, it shall come to pass and it shall manifest in the midst of your people in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you. We lift you up on high because you are Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. There is none like you. So we surrender and submit ourselves before you on this wonderful day. As we look to the hills from which cometh our help come from the Lord. Which we raise our hands and we clap our hands and we stomp our feet with a shout and a dance. And as we use our instruments to praise you in spirit and in truth, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, this day, amen. Amen. Amen.
You deliver. Give me a cold pop.
Yeah.
Then I thought somebody was barbecuing.
Uh-huh.
turn around and look at your neighbor in the face and say, neighbor, I don't know what all you've been through, but all I know that it was because of the blood that I made it out of it. Oh. Now look at him again and say, neighbor, all that stuff I've been through, I wanted you to see what it feels like to hold the hand.
man must be born again. Old Nicodemus couldn't understand how could a man be born when he was old, but he had to run. Well, he had to run. Oh, he had to run to the city. Well, if you don't believe that the Bible is right, you can't pick up your Bible and read it tonight. You can't read in Genesis, but understand that my Deuteronomy, he was the oldest man that he lived 969 and then died and went to heaven and could do time, but he had to run. Well, he had to run. Well, he had. Well, God buried Moses in an unknown place, and just a way that he taken this place, and just a way was at the foot of the hill, and prayed unto the Lord to stop the sun, and God stopped the sun in yonder hill, and just a way was at the foot of the hill, so God will fight your battle if you just stand still, but he had to run. Well, he had to run.
Jesus,
every knee shall bow,
Jesus,
every tongue confess,
Jesus,
some
there was a little church. Sitting down in the woods. And at the church, they had a choir there. And they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there. Had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Heard the old man spit. And y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on the side. But they went to church the next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church the next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that day. Next Sunday morning. And they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Has anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That was let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, they were. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now." He said, "We don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, can I let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time? Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspiration of choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy,
No more hatred. No more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, yeah, every day is gonna be Monday, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right, I let him sing. Let me hear you say yeah. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes and get on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white coat. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
And we
from the machine, but my soul looks back. I came without a mother, sometimes no father, no sister, sometimes without a brother. My soul looks back
right now, right now. right now. I want you to come in this building, Jesus. I want you to do it. Do it. Do it. Oh. Do it right now. Oh, Lord. Like you said you would.
Right,
I know you have all power in your hand. I know there are more medicine in the hem of your garment than they have in all of the drugstores all over the world. And I know you're able, Lord, to heal right now. You don't have to come in person. All you got to do, Jesus, is say the word, and it'll be done. Say it.
Sins. That's what makes you so mighty. And Lord, in considering this, I would like to say I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget how you said, set me free. Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, how you brought me out. Lord, I can't forget. Not it. I can't forget it. I can't forget it. And knowing I can't forget it, I know I didn't bring myself this far. There was no way I could bring my own self this far. But the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So for this reason, I know I've come this far by faith. We come this far by faith. Whoa, we will lean on the Lord. We were trusting. Trusting in his holy word. Oh, he never failed. Never failed me. Yeah. I'm singing, oh. Oh, can't turn.
Oh, he comes this far by faith.
gonna be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Oh, and I don't feel no way, tired. Said I come too far from where I started from. I don't believe he brought me this far. Stay right there. And I don't believe he brought me this far. Oh, I don't believe he brought me this far. And I don't believe he brought me this far. He would not bring me this far to leave me now. I really don't believe it. And I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually bless each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline.
Good morning, wonderful saints of God. My name is Hannah, and I am so excited to be sharing this word with you today. It is a privilege to be sitting in this seat right now and filling in for my parents. And I believe God has a great word for you today. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So before we get into this word, I just want to pray real quick right here. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help your people to receive your word. Open their spiritual ears, God. Open their hearts. May this word come out so simple that a child can understand it. May this word be so simple that people will be able to understand it. Plant this word in our hearts, God, and let it be made manifest in our lives, dear Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, I want to read this story in Matthew chapter 14, but first I just want to give a brief summary of what happened before I get into the actual message. So John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, just died, and Jesus had to go in a desert place so he could have time to just be alone with himself. But the crowds actually found Jesus, and so Jesus had compassion on them. That is where the miracle took place, where he fed the 5,000, and because he fed them, their bellies were filled, so the 5,000 wanted to crown Jesus king, and the disciples started to get caught up in that mess. So Jesus had to separate the disciples from that crowd. Sometimes God is going to have to take people out of your lives, and he's going to have to separate them because sometimes people cannot go where you are going. God wants to do something in your life, and not everyone can go where you are going. So Jesus had to separate his disciples. All right, so I'm going to start at Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and to cross the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. He had to separate his disciples from the people, and he told them, get away from this multitude. I don't want you to get caught up in this mess. I want you to go on the other side because I'm going to do something great. So verse 23, it says, after sending them home, he went up to the hills by himself to pray, and night fell while he was there alone. You have to make time for God. set aside some time for God and get alone with him and pray. Jesus knew that God was going to do something great, so he had to separate time and be alone with God. And verse 24 says, "Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves." In the King James Version, it says, "And the winds were contrary." This storm was against them. This storm was sent from the devil. I came to tell you, just because God told you to do something, just because you are obeying Jesus, just because you are doing the will of God, does not mean that trials and tribulations will not come against you. Trials and tribulations will come. The devil will try everything in his power to distract you from doing the will of God. Just because trials come does not mean you are in sin. It will come. Psalms 34:19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all." Afflictions means trials. Afflictions means tribulation. It means persecution. These things will come. Just because you are obeying the will of God does not mean you are exempt from these troubles. God never promised that the road would be easy, but he did promise that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you, that he would be with you to the ends of the earth. So you just got to keep trusting God in those situations. And so verse 25 says, "About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning." Jesus is walking into your situation right now. Jesus is walking over that storm that tried to kill the disciples, that storm that tried to wipe them out. Jesus came walking on top of that thing. He came walking and conquering that storm. Jesus is walking into your situation right now. Verse 26 says, "When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, 'It's a ghost!'" You know what's funny? Just because the answer doesn't seem like the way we expect it to be, we think it's the devil, we think it's a ghost, the answer is not always going to show up the way you expect it to be. God does not always show up in the way that you want him to. Verse 27 says, "But Jesus spoke to them at once, 'Don't be afraid.'" He said, "Take courage. I am here." Jesus is telling you today, do not be afraid. Take courage. I am here. Jesus is saying he is in the situation with you right now. I don't care what you are facing. I don't care if you are struggling with a broken relationship. I don't care if you are struggling with a sickness. I don't care if someone could accuse you wrongfully and has you in court. I don't care if your business is failing. Jesus is telling you right now, do not be afraid. Take courage. He is saying, I am here with you. I am here with you right now. I will never leave or forsake you. I am here with you in the midst. Jesus sees you. He sees your suffering. He sees your trials. He sees your tribulation. And Jesus is right there with you. You just need to trust him. Verse 28 says, "Then Peter called to him, 'Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water.' And Jesus said, 'Yes, come.'" Sometimes all you need is a word from God. One word of God can set you free. One word of God. And I just love Peter. He was so aggressive in his faith. He didn't even wait till Jesus came into the boat. He went out to Jesus. Sometimes faith is going to have to require you to step out of your comfort zone. It is going to have to require you to take a leap of faith. Go to Jesus. Run to Jesus. And verse 30 says, "But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink." Peter looked at his surroundings. He took his eyes off of Jesus. And when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he started noticing his surroundings. He noticed everything around him. He noticed noticed the waves. He noticed the fierce wind. He took his eyes off of Jesus, and he began to doubt. And as a result, he began to sink. You know, when we start to worry, that is a form of pride. When you take Jesus out the picture, and when you worry, you are convinced that you can solve your problems in your own strength. You are trusting in yourself, and you are not trusting in God. I never known anyone who solved any problem by worrying. Worrying does nothing. It does not benefit you. All it does is add more doubt and more doubt. So quit worrying. That is pride. You are trusting in yourself. You are not trusting in God. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." When you worry, you will fall. Do not worry. I encourage you today, put your trust in Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. As long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, you will make it through the storm. Verse 30 says, "But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink." And you know what Peter did? He said, "Save me, Lord. Save me. Save me from my trouble. Save me. I am drowning, Jesus." He humbled himself and he said, "Jesus, save me. I am calling out to you right now, Jesus. Save me." That is what some of you need to do right now. You need to call out to Jesus. He is your answer. He will help you. He will snatch you out of the waves. He will snatch you out of the water. He will snatch you out of your troubles. You just need to put your faith in Jesus, and you need to cry out to him and say, "Save me, Lord," like Peter did. Psalms 91:15 says, "When they call on me, I will answer. I will help. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them." Jesus will rescue you out of this storm. Verse 31 says, "Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. 'You have so little faith,' Jesus said. 'Why did you doubt me?'" Sometimes Jesus will calm the storm in you first before he calms the storm around you. And he does this because he wants you to trust him. He wants you to be fully dependent on him. He doesn't want you to trust in your circumstances. He doesn't want you to worry. He doesn't want you to trust in yourself. He wants you to trust in him. Verse 32 says, "And when they climbed back in the boat, the wind stopped." You know, this is amazing because Jesus gave Peter a second chance. Peter did not sink the second time. He walked back with Jesus all the way back to the boat without sinking. He kept his eyes on Jesus. He refused to look at his situation again. He refused to worry again. And he kept his eyes on Jesus, and he made it to the boat. And you know, when Jesus entered into the boat, the storm ceased. Jesus is entering into your boat right now. Jesus is entering inside your situation right now. Your storm might be a bad report from the doctor. You may have been diagnosed with cancer. You may have lost your sight. You may have lost your hearing. You may be in a broken relationship. Your business is failing. Your finances is plummeting. But it doesn't matter how bad your situation is. Jesus is the answer. Keep your eyes on him. Jesus is stepping into your situation right now. All he requires is that you have faith and that you trust in him. Jesus will calm the storm in your life, and you will make it to the other side. You will make it to the other side in Jesus' name. You will make it to the other side in Jesus' name. I rebuke this storm that you are facing. I curse this demon that you are facing. I rebuke the winds and the waves that are tormenting you. I curse this storm in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ be against you. I rebuke this storm over your life. I rebuke this. I rebuke this in Jesus' name. Jesus is stepping into your boat. Have faith. Jesus is stepping into your situation. Have faith. Jesus is calming the storm. He is calming the seas. Keep trusting in him. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I rebuke. rebuke this cancer coming against someone's body. I rebuke this blindness coming against someone's body. I rebuke this deafness coming against someone's body. I rebuke any sickness. I rebuke any infirmity that is trying to come against you, that is trying to distract you from the will of God. I bind you and I curse you right now. I bind you and I curse you right now. You have no authority over the child of God, Satan. You have no authority over the child of God. You have no authority over the child of God. I rebuke this devil that is trying to come in between people's relationships with their marriage, with their family, with their kids. I bind you and I curse you right now. You have no power. You have no rights to the child of God. I curse you now and I rebuke you and I send you to the abyss in Jesus' name. I rebuke these finances that are plummeting. I call for increase right now in Jesus' name. I declare increase is coming to you right now in Jesus' name. I curse this storm of poverty that you are facing right now. I rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. I curse it in the name of Jesus. Somebody just lift your hands and receive. Jesus is stepping into your storm. He's stepping into your boat. He's stepping into your situation. Glory to God, Jesus is stepping into your situation. God, increase that person's faith right now. Increase their faith right now. Help them to keep their eyes on you, Jesus. Help them to keep their eyes on you. Glory to God. You may have once kept your eyes on Jesus. You may have trusted him before, but you took your eyes off. You started to look at the world and you began to sink. You backslid from Jesus. Or some of you, you may have never known Jesus. You may have never accepted him, but Jesus loves you and he cares about you and he wants to call you his child. So I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross for me, that you rose again, and that you defeated the devil. Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are Lord over my life, and I repent of all my sins. Wash me in your blood. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me, Jesus. Fill me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray this prayer with me, I am so excited to welcome you into the family of God. You are a child of God and your past is over. You are forgiven and you are bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Now that you are saved, I want you to read your Bible every day. I want you to pray every day. Watch these morning prayers every day. It will help build your faith. Well, I love you, and I hope you have a blessed week. Keep your eyes on Jesus.
overcome my fear. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Oh, power is hanging away. put in the comments, let's get ready to have good church. I'm excited about this morning. I already know the Lord is going to have his way. Come on, put your hands together. Come on.
When she calls home the Father, when you need a hand, you say,
we all need somebody to lead on.
And you can call on the healer if you need a hand, say,
we all need somebody.
We all need somebody to lead on.
He won't let you fall.
He won't let you fall.
He won't let you fall.
No, 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 no.
He won't let you fall.
He won't let you fall.
He won't let you fall.
I tried everything else.
He won't let you fall.
Everything else. Wait,
he won't let you fall.
I tried everyone else.
He won't let you fall.
Hey, everyone else. Wait,
he won't let you fall.
But you were trying to fight danger.
He won't let you fall.
And I know you won't let me fall.
He won't let you fall.
Yeah.
All right, to God be the glory. It's 16 minutes after the hour as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. Your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure as we give God all the praise. Somebody said, Lord, do it for me. I know that's right, huh? I don't know about you, but you ought to be giving God some praise because he woke you up this morning, huh? Started you out with a right mind and gave you a shelter over your head. And guess what? You don't even feel any pain. Somebody said, I thank you. I believe somebody this morning is saying, Lord, do it for me. Somebody, do you feel like that this morning? Do it for me. I believe I heard somebody say, Lord, oh Lord, I know I want to just say, do it for me.
I'm not going to mess with you this morning, but I feel a shout. I feel a praise. Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, do it for me. Oh, my goodness. I feel a breakthrough about now. Do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me right now. Somebody said, well, take it up just a little bit higher. All right, okay. Lord, whoa, do it for me. I feel this thing. Oh, Lord, do it for me. I believe I feel a breakthrough. Lord, do it for me. Oh, do it for me. Do it for me. All right now. All right, I'm going to leave it alone. Look, want to thank God for another day. Want to thank you for catching the wave. And I want to just say I love you, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. We got more music coming your way right here a little later. Oh, my goodness, you haven't heard nothing yet, huh? All right, well, look, we're going to continue with more gospel music, but before we do, I believe I have somebody just want to give a word of prayer this morning. Is it okay that we go into prayer for about 5 minutes? Is it all right? Give us 5 minutes, okay? Let's go into prayer. All right, to God be the glory. Don't forget, do it for me right now. Whoa, do it for me. Oh, do it, Lord, right now.
Dear Heavenly Father, the great and mighty one, it's from you that all blessings flow. The maker of heaven and earth, the sustainer of the universe, my redeemer, my protector, my great and awesome helper, and my friend. I give you the glory. The Bible describes you as the Ancient of Days, and I thank you for this beautiful day that you have ushered me into. Thank you for seeing me and my family through the night. Thank you for fighting for us. When it comes to the seen and unseen battles, thank you for the many times that you fought on our behalf and for the victories you have granted us. We lie down and sleep. We wake again because you, our Lord, sustain us. Thank you for not allowing our enemies to rejoice over us. Thank you for giving your angels charge to watch over us during the course of the night. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord, and you're worthy to be praised. Thank you for your mercy that endures forever. Who am I that you are so mindful of me? Thank you for new mercies every morning. Your love is truly unfailing. Words are not enough to thank you for your protection, preservation, provision, compassion, grace, love, and faithfulness toward us. I give you all glory, honor, and adoration to you in Jesus' name. Eternal Rock of Ages, I commit this new day into your hands, knowing fully that anything committed into your hands is safe and secured. I pray for your guidance and protection throughout the day. I pray that you would grant me new blessings today, blessings that will overtake me and my family, in Jesus' name. Your word says that you are a sun and shield, the Lord that bestows favor and honor. No good thing do you withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Therefore, I pray that your favor and honor be bestowed on me today in my going out and coming in. According to your word, Lord, I pray that you will direct my path today, even as I trust you with all my heart. I pray that you will go ahead of me and make every crooked way straight, Lord. Holy Spirit, will you guide and direct my steps today and beyond? Give me the wisdom to handle any challenge that might come my way. Grant me uncommon favor today. When people are crying that there is a casting down, I will testify that there is a lifting up for me in Jesus' name. Lord, you have given me the authority to decree a thing here on earth, and it shall be established in heaven, standing on the authority bestowed on me as your child. I decree that I shall be above and not below. I shall lend to nations and not to borrow. I will be the head and not the tail. I will live to testify of your goodness in the land of the living, and I will eat the fruit of my labor in Jesus' name. And because you are my refuge, Lord, I will not fear the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come near me. I declare that no harm will befall me, no disaster will come near my dwelling, for you will command your angels concerning me to guard me in all my ways. Lord, I pray that you, in your love, will cause me to meet only the people who will help me fulfill my destiny calling today. Even as you will help me to be a blessing to someone. Your word says that no one whose hope is in you will be put to shame. Therefore, I declare today that I shall not experience shame in Jesus' name. My ears shall receive good news from my family members and loved ones far and near. I will not have any reason to mourn today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will help me to do your will. As I go about my day, let others see Jesus in me. Help me to be the salt and light of the world that you have made me be. I cover myself and my family with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I pray that the air I breathe, the food and water I will take in today, is covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said when I ask, I shall receive. When I seek, I will find. And when I knock, the door will be open unto me. This is the confidence I have in you, Lord, that when I pray, you will answer. Thank you for answers to prayers. For in Jesus' victorious name, I have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Oh,
WNFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
believe somebody in here really does love him. Let me hear everybody that love him shout, glory!
Glory!
Yeah, yeah. Feel mighty good in here, y'all.
20 minutes before the top of the hour. As we continue with more great gospel music, let's go down memory lane, huh? Here's the sounds of those blind boys, huh, from Alabama, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Well, it was grace that taught my heart real and raised.
not to be your brothers. I know you understand. I've got dreams that can seem to give me troubles. I ain't in a pit, but I'm walking the palace now. Once I was a beggar, now I live in the king's house. Because red is the blood that set me. White was the light that pulled me from the dark. Gold was the crown.
A little different.
Oh, there's a bright light. Oh, somewhere. Oh, there's a bright light. Oh, somewhere. Oh, keep on turning. There you find, yeah. There's a bright light. Oh, somewhere. Hallelujah, there's a
bright light.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There is a bright side somewhere. There is a bright side somewhere. 5 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more just like that coming your way right here from the NFI Studios. I look, don't you all start again, okay? You know that's my song, right? Huh? Because it makes me think about where I was and where God has brought me out of. Huh? It makes me think about where I was and where God has brought me out of. Huh? He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. And I ain't been right since. I'm just, somebody said I'm just radical for Jesus, huh? It don't take all of that, somebody said. Yeah, it take that and some more, huh? Well, much is given, much is required. That's why I said, Lord, do it for me. Come on, somebody, get a praise on. Come on. Lord. Oh, Lord, just do it for me. I don't know about you, but on this day, I'm going to keep worshiping and keep praising God. I'm not looking at the negative. I'm walking into the positive. And we are moving forward as we give God all the praise. Look, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Got more coming your way. Want to remind those of you to lock it right here. 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us on our website. That's nfiradio.com. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. And you can hear all these awesome men and women of God, these awesome pastors coming forth preaching and teaching the word of God, and we have them from all different areas of the cities around North Carolina, and we are so honored to have them a part of the NFI team. I'm here to tell you, they've been preaching and teaching the word of God. All right, well, look, I don't know about you, but I'm still saying, Lord, do it for me. Do it, Lord. Do it for me. Oh, Lord, do it for me. Do it for me, Lord. Even when I'm down, God, do it for me. Oh, Lord. I don't know about you. If you feel like you're down today and you just need an uplift, a word, somebody to encourage you, stand on God's word. Stand on his word. Stand on his word. And he will do it for you. Whoa, yeah. He will do it for you. I know. Some of you all saying, well, look, I didn't know we was at church, huh? Yeah, you are at church right here, huh? Right here, 7 days a week, we have church, huh? We don't have to go to church because the Bible say ye are the church, but we can fellowship among brothers and sisters. So keep going to church, keep fellowshipping with brothers and sisters, but remember, ye are the church, huh? So when you need a wake-up, just say, the Spirit dwells within me. The Spirit of God, huh? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's why you can say, do it, Lord. Do it for me right now. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. We'll be right back right after this.
You're tuned in to the Stella Wardman Internet Radio Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Beats. beat.
Mixing
the beat. In the mix. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Sunday Christian.
one you won't forget. But later on in the weekday, like everything's alright, you might find that same creature with someone else's wife, and we'll call him a Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Ooh, Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
Sunday Christian.
Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
You can be black. Know a trustee, a lady or a but if you are two-faced in the eyes of God, this is something that you may be called on Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
I'm here to talk about
Sunday Christian.
Ooh, ooh, Sunday.
Sunday Christian.
My mama would say, be what you are, and you gotta live a life, live a life, be real with God. You can't be hot and cold at the same time. God's saying, and he'll spew you out, spew you out. Why are you straddling, straddling the fence?
Takes me home. I got a mansion in the sky.